You know, when you've attained the highest office in our great land, and not knowing you've gathered around you all the rascals that you can, then you go to the mirror for advice. That doesn't come secondhand. For now you're holding the office of our number one man. Now the people that put you in that office, they need a leader, not just a man. For when things get rough and the going gets tough, it's not you that counts, but it's them. Now you can stand in front of your mirror and tell yourself, boy, what a great guy. But then comes our Watergate problems, and they really show up what's inside. Now you can cheat your people, but you just can't cheat your pride. And that man in the mirror, well, he's just a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. Now you've won your pathway to success, if only for 4 years. And even fool the whole world during this time into thinking you were really sincere. But your final reward will be those of headaches, heartaches, and tears, and possibly impeachment, if you've cheated at all during those years. Now, when your term is almost over and your problems, they become few, stop and look in the mirror again and ask, not what have you done for your country, but what has your country done for you?